From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina have released body camera and dash camera footage from the fatal shooting of a black man by police officers earlier this week. Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney said Saturday the footage is being released because it would not negatively affect an investigation into the shooting.
Here's what I can tell you. I stand behind the truth. People can interpret anything they want based on one piece of evidence, and I can tell you I suspect they will based on the video footage. But what I say is you have to put all pieces together.
In the video, officers are heard repeatedly telling the shooting victim to drop the gun. He gets out of his vehicle and is walking away from it when four shots are heard and he falls to the ground. An attorney for the victim's family, Justin Bamberg, says it is not clear whether there was a gun pointed at officers.
There is nothing in any video that I have seen, whether it be Ms. Scott's, whether it be the dash cam or the body cam. You can't clearly identify what, if anything, is in his hand. And that has not changed.
Police also released photographs of a pistol, an ankle holster, and a small piece of a marijuana cigarette, which officers say that Keith Scott was rolling in his SUV when the incident started. Meanwhile, hundreds of mourners have packed a church for the funeral of an unarmed black man who was fatally shot by a white Tulsa, Oklahoma police officer. Attendees filled the Antioch Baptist Church late Saturday to remember 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher, who was fatally shot September 16th by Officer Betty Jo Shelby. She has been charged with manslaughter. This is VOA News. After years in the making, the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of African American History and Culture opened to the public here in Washington. President Obama told the thousands gathered Saturday that African American history is as central to America's story as accounts of the country's traditional founding fathers.
That African American history is not somehow separate from our larger American story. It's not the underside of the American story. It is central to the American story.
Gail Johnson of Baltimore, Maryland, was one of those who attended the opening.
I think it's long overdue, actually, you know, to have something that is like this museum that's so focused on the African-American experience here.
Others at Saturday's ceremony included former President George W. Bush, who signed the bill authorizing construction of the museum in 2003, and Georgia Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis, who called the museum a dream come true. Syrian government forces and their allies recaptured a strategically located Palestinian refugee camp on the northern outskirts of the city of Aleppo amid heavy Russian airstrikes Saturday. As Edward Uranian reports, the strikes flattened buildings, killed and wounded scores of people, and left thousands without water.
Amateur video showed multi-story buildings that had collapsed under intense Russian and Syrian government airstrikes Saturday on the rebel-held eastern sector of the city. Rami Abdelrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told Arab media that dozens of people have been killed Saturday and that many others have been buried under collapsed buildings. The surge in airstrikes began late Wednesday after the Syrian government announced a renewed offensive to recapture all of Aleppo. That move came after the U.S. and Russia were unable to salvage a ceasefire that had lasted for nearly a week. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
European leaders gathered in Vienna Saturday to discuss how to better fortify the EU's outer borders against illegal migration and trafficking. Austrian Chancellor Christian Kern said that three major points were discussed in the meeting: expanding Frontex to strengthen the protection of the borders of the EU, speeding up Greece's asylum process and the Turkey-EU deal, and speeding up similar agreements with other non-member states. This year, Austria and other countries largely shut down the so-called Balkan route, a move that left thousands of migrants and refugees stuck in Greece and also infuriated Athens. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.